A new government report links rural broadband to economic growth. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A report from the United States Department of Agriculture says broadband internet leads to more and higher paying jobs in rural areas. Matthew Lazar writes about the report on the technology news site Ars Technica.
What this report indicates is that where rural areas have adopted broadband, a survey of about 224 counties shows that if they got in on the broadband revolution, say around 2000, the beginning of this decade, they got a payoff for it. They got a big payoff. They got more jobs, and they got higher salaries for those jobs. This is for non-farm employment businesses, and it's not for government jobs either. But in terms of that kind of employment, they got a better bang for their buck if they got in on broadband early on. What the Department of Agriculture did was they did sort of a control study between 224 or so counties that did get in on broadband and sort of twin counties that are like them but didn't necessarily get in on broadband, and they compared and they found that rural broadband really equals more jobs and better salaries.
So what's the link, according to the report? How does more broadband lead to all those good things?
Well, one of the things that it does is it allows people to create businesses for themselves, all kinds of various businesses. It also led to and leads to more distance learning, and that's really an important part of the broadband experience, greater distance learning. It also leads to more distance employment.
Does the study look completely trustable to you? And the reason I ask that is the Agriculture Department under the Obama administration would certainly have sort of an agenda, and that is to push rural broadband.
Absolutely. It's a very good question. I mean, we should point out that today, as we speak, the first round of applications for about $2.5 billion in stimulus money for rural broadband projects is being accepted. Today's the deadline for that first round of applications. There's going to be two more rounds of applications before all of the money is allocated and spent by about September of 2010. And yeah, I mean, obviously, the Department of Agriculture is looking for justification for handing out that money. And I'm sure that this report was timed, you know, to validate that expenditure. Still, I think it's sort of a no-brainer that these days, if you don't have access to broadband, it's pretty hard to have any kind of economic development anywhere in the United States.
One question that seems worth asking, though, is whether spending stimulus money for broadband development in rural areas would sort of give you as much bang for the buck as spending money in more populous areas where you could further develop networks and improve access to them.
Well, there is a moral issue here. I mean, there is a fairness issue here beyond bang for your buck questions. Rural people deserve access to broadband.
Matthew Lazar writes for Ars Technica and teaches history at the University of California, Santa Cruz. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.